Poor woman. She screams and shakes for help. She wants to be released. I must be the one to help her. But first, I must help myself. I must release myself from this haunting wallpaper before John arrives. I lock the door and throw the key out the window to assure John won't be able to come in and interrupt his surprise. I want to surprise him. There she is, screaming and shaking again. I must hurry. I start tearing down strips and patches as fast as I can. The screams, they're driving me insane. They get louder and louder. As I strip away the paper, I can feel my nails being buried into the walls. It hurts, but I must keep going, for the woman. As I'm hurrying to tear the paper, I hear a door, then footsteps, closer and closer, faster and faster. And then I hear John's voice. Darling, it's John. I'm here. Open the door. I tell him the keys are outside underneath the window. Hold on, he says. I hear him running down the stairs. After a few minutes, I hear him coming up again. Suddenly, he's at the door yelling, Darling, are you okay? Rattling the lock to open it with the key. I am able to rip the last chunk. Free. At last, I have freed her. I have released the woman in the wall.